Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corps studio. Here at Oak Grove, Bob, Kelly, and Daniel Stewart, ironically from Southern Bank Corps, our baseball analyst. He joins us every Tuesday, and we're glad to have him back on the show today. All right, Jonah Goldberg is the play-by-play voice for Texas Rio Grande Valley, the number one RPI team in the country, and Daniel's going to explain how that happens in just a moment. We're okay. Going to be talking to him later in the show. Opening segment is sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. All right, Daniel, we'll get to the RPI here in just a minute, but we were talking to Oz yesterday. He corrected me. I said 11 strikeouts, one walk. He corrected me on the air and told me it was actually 14 strikeouts and one walk in Sunday's game. That's a pretty remarkable feat, is it not?
Yeah, it is. You know, every time our guys can get out there and throw strikes and do well and rack up a lot of Ks, you know, definitely means they're doing things right. So good to see.
And that's such a bounce back from what we've seen on the last two weeknight games. Can you explain? Now, I know it involves a lot of different players, and I do realize sure. that, but from a pitching staff, how can you be so bad on Tuesday night and then so good four nights later?
Well, you know, I mean, every team you're pitching against different, and your body feels a little different every so often. You know, you might have a little kink or whatnot. So, but you know, really, I think when you're not in between games, you have a chance to reflect on what you did the previous game. Hey, you know, you need to tweak this, tweak that. So, even from a mindset. You know, maybe I wasn't focused and I need to get focused. So those little tweaks you do in between games kind of help you come back to that next game better prepared.
I'm thinking, too, that right now Oz is still searching for one or two more relief pitchers that he can really start depending on down the stretch. You think that's an accurate observation?
I think so. Obviously, you know, I kind of thought Colby Allen was going to be a starter. I really like him in that reliever role, though, so we know what he's capable of. But we've had some other guys show that they can come in and do
Ock,
well in the
I think.
Ock is one of those. The young freshman, Ty Long, I think, has got another inning in the other day. And you know, he gave up a few hits, but, you know, you got to get him plugged in. So I think Oz is showing some confidence in him. But tonight's going to be a test, and it's opportunities like tonight that those reliever guys for the weekend games can kind of come to the forefront on games like tonight.
The other reason why strikeouts are so important, and you know this, is Daniel, that you can't move anybody, right? I mean, even if you put the ball in play, you can move base runners.
Sure.
But if the guys aren't making contact at all, your opponents aren't putting the ball in play at all, that is the ideal situation you want to have. And the problem that hitting coaches have these days is there's such a premium for the long ball because mm-hmm. that's sexy and that sells tickets, you know, home runs. But usually if they're not hitting it out of the park, they're striking out.
Yeah.
And to me, and I'm old school, I'd rather have that Wade Boggs guy, that punch and Judy single double guy that you can put people in motion. But that's kind of where the game is going yeah. now, long ball or strikeout.
Well, yeah, the game has definitely changed since I played. And I'll be watching some games like, all right, they're probably going to bunt here. No, they're swinging for the fences. Two-strike count. I'm like, oh, he's probably going to choke up here and try to make contact. No, swinging for the fences. The game has changed. There's a premium been put on home runs. It's almost as if our pitchers are getting better, but the strike zones are getting smaller. These hitters are geared up a lot more, taking bigger hacks. So we're going to see a lot more strikeouts. But the flip side of that, a lot more home runs too.
And I have heard coaches, not at the college level, but at the high school level, have said that they would put a bunt sign on. And players, if they didn't know any better, they would think that the players were specifically not trying to put the bunt down so that the signal would be waved off and they could swing away because they don't want to bunt. Baseball used to be a team game. You'd like to think that it still is, but when you got guys that are trying to pad their numbers and put their pictures on social media, they don't want to see a bunt.
You hate to hear that. I have no doubt that that's true. But, you know, the old days of manufacturing runs – by a bunt, by a small baseball, small ball, hit and run. You know, we see that very rarely these days.
Daniel, what's your evaluation, pitching your expertise of the staff as we sit here today?
Well, you know, the cream's kind of risen to the top. You know, our guys, the Colby Allens, the J.B. Middletons, the Cross Sivleys, Cross is having a great year. Those guys, who we expected a lot from, are doing really, really well. I think the bottom of the pack is kind of the ones, you know, we don't see a lot, still have a little bit of work to do. But our middle of the pack, man, it's, you know, love to see McCarty English get some more opportunities. I think he's talented. Chandler Best is one of those guys who's got some abilities, like to see him get some more opportunities. So we got a lot of guys like that I think still have a need to prove themselves a little bit more.
Matt Adams gets the start tonight.
Matt Adams is one of those guys.
What are you looking for him from him tonight, Daniel?
Consistency, I think. You know, he's battled some injuries last year. This year he's either been magnificent or was all over the place. So looking for some consistency tonight. It's going to be a home crowd. You know, there's some familiarity, some comfort level there. So hopefully Matt will do a good job for us.
How do you approach a game like tonight against a team, Texas Rio Grande Valley? Now, none of us have ever heard of them, but apparently they're good. And by some quirky reason, by computers, they're the number one RPI team in the country as of yesterday. But how do you approach that game tonight? Are we past the development of the pitching staff in midweeks, or do we continue down that road?
You know, that's probably, without being in the dugout in the locker room every day, I think that's a question we don't really have an answer to. I still think we're going to see a lot of pitchers like we saw all of last year, like we've seen so far this year. But, you know, we've still got to figure things out. And a team like tonight, the coaches are going to do a good job of doing whatever scouting they can. They're going to know who the best players are. They're going to do some scouting on the pitcher. So you approach it like you would any other game.
It used to be, and Ron Polk used this analogy one time, that the preseason prior to conference,
what did he know,
was like a pop quiz. Was like a pop quiz. And then when you get to conference play, that is the test.
That's the test.
And so what he would – to use that metaphor, he would look at all the quiz tests, the quiz scores, and whoever had the highest quiz scores were going to be the guys that got the pencil during the test. And I think that makes a lot of sense to the layperson.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. You know, the season really gets serious when you get into conference play, because that's what propels you to the next level. Which starts this weekend. So, I like that analogy. It was kind of the pop quiz, the draft test or whatnot.
Right.
So now it gets the real test this weekend.
You know, this team's been through one heck of an early season schedule. And to come out with the possibility of finishing this gauntlet with 12 wins, I think everybody should be really happy with that.
Yeah, well, you know, getting back to your test analogy, we've had a really hard pop quiz, you know, if you look at it. But stuff like that can only make you better. You know, you play a lot of weak teams, and Sun Belt Conference is a tough conference. I mean, I think Old Dominion kind of middle of the bottom, but all in all, this is a really good baseball conference. So the better teams we can play early on, the more challenges we can face, the more things we can overcome as a team, it's only going to make us better.
You know what would be a good team to add to Sunbelt baseball would be that team that was here this weekend, North Carolina Wilmington. That was an impressive team.
Really, really good. Their Friday night guy was outstanding.
Would this surprise you if I told you that yesterday Oz told me he thought they had an SEC-caliber pitching staff?
I don't doubt that one bit. I think it was – maybe Saturday, until he gave up the walk-off home run. That guy was dealing. Then Russo dropped one over center on him.
Right.
But everybody they ran out there was a really good quality pitcher.
Southern Miss had to get to the last three innings of the Sunday game mm-hmm. before they got deep enough in that team's bullpen that they could hurt. They could hurt them.
And none of us really know how this RPI thing works, to be specific.
Daniel's going to explain that on the other side of the break.
But the fact of the matter is, they are number one.
Yeah.
So you've got them coming to town tonight, and a win over them would be huge.
Yeah.
To help your RPI, you know, because if you don't win the conference for whatever reason.
How would the president say that?
It would be huge.
Huge.
Yes.
And I've checked with them. They're not today for lunch. They're not eating the dogs. They're not eating the cats.
So we're glad to report that anyway.
Yeah.
So
number one RPI team, whether you like the way it's done or not, that's a pretty good deal to have here tonight.
You know, you get to the end of the year, and that seems to be what most of the baseball people are talking about RPI. So it is important. And like we said, I don't know if we've ever played these guys before.
I don't think so.
They used to be Texas Pan-American. Some of the old guys like me and Bob would remember that school or the name Texas Pan-American. But they're 11-2 on the year.
They're in the Southland Conference.
Yeah, they hammered Dallas Baptist.
10 run them.
Yeah, wow. So, I mean, they're certainly capable.
Well, hopefully at the end of the year we're not in the position where we're questioning if we're going to make the postseason. But victories like tonight, hopefully we're going to help that case very much.
More with Daniel Stewart still to come. Jonah Goldberg, who is the play-by-play voice of this mysterious baseball team we're talking about.
The Vaqueros.
Say that again.
Vaqueros.
How's that?
Vaqueros. I got my teeth.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Also want to say hello to our friends at Mo Babe and Yay Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. And don't forget the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, and everybody but Kelly can hear it on Alexa or Siri. Still no progress to report there?
No woman ever does anything I ask.
Okay, you know? And so even Siri's not tuning you in, huh?
Yeah.
Sad, isn't it, Daniel?
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad thing. All right, Texas Rio Grande Valley is the opponent tonight, and what is their nickname?
The Vaqueros.
The Vaqueros.
Which is Spanish for cowboys.
And they, in English, they're the number one RPI team in the country. And explain that to us, Daniel Stewart.
Oh, well,
you're our baseball analyst.
I will do my best. And Bob, you asked me to do that. I actually have to look it up here because I don't want to mess this up. So RPI stands for Rating Percentage Index. And I read here, it says the RPI is calculated using a team's winning percentage, the opponent's winning percentage, and then the opponent's opponent's winning percentage. So, you know, you think the more games you play, there's more opponent's opponents. I have no idea how that number is calculated, but it carries a lot of weight nonetheless.
And Kelly, you were just reviewing off air who they've played.
They're 11-2, and their only losses have come to Southern Illinois and North Dakota State. But they walloped Dallas Baptist.
They beat them.
They beat Houston from the Big 12. Mm-hmm. You know, so that helps. But other than that, they've played the Privateers of New Orleans and Lamar.
And maybe, I mean, early in the year, some of those bigger wins carry a little bit more weight. I'm not sure. It's because Dallas Baptist is obviously a yes. quality baseball team. Houston's always been good. So not knowing exactly how that index is calculated, maybe that does carry
some
extra weight.
They tend to run Dallas Baptist, but that was a weeknight game. And as we know, that's oftentimes not representative of your team.
It's a big win, but yeah, it's not really the weekend games, the weekend pitchers you're seeing.
Which brings me to this point, both of you guys can comment on this. Let's be honest, outside of the opening weeknight game, we haven't been very good during the week, Daniel.
No, we clobbered Mississippi State, and I say clobbered 3-0. I'll take that as a clobber. And I thought that we were going to really be more consistent in our midweek games, but then, man, the next weekend, Ole Miss, and I forgot who we played last Tuesday night, but lots of walks.
State.
It was Mississippi State.
All of our midweek games have been against Ole Miss.
That is right. You know, it's something that, you know, we can attribute to saying early in the year, some young guys are getting out there. But the leash on that is going to be really short, I think. So, you know, the guys that are going to perform are going to start – rising to the top here, already kind of happening. So we're going to see some locked in changes coming.
After next week, the first five midweek games would have been against Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and the number one RPI team in the country.
Yeah.
And they come in leaders of the Southland Conference at this point. They're throwing a guy named Francisco Hernandez.
Now, how could he have ever ended up on Texas Rio Grande Valley?
You mean that school that's right on the border of U.S. and Mexico? But as Coach Ostrander said earlier this week, too, a lot of older guys. You got a lot of seniors on this team who have been around a while. When you look at the numbers of him and Colby Allen, they're both have the same records. Their ERAs are right in the low 3 points, you know, 3.1, 3.3, somewhere in there, both of them. So as far as what they've seen on the mound so far, these teams stack up pretty well. This would be a good win for either team. And if the Vaqueros come in here and beat Southern Miss, then they would have beaten Dallas Baptist, mm-hmm. Houston.
That's pretty impressive.
And Southern Miss.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, of course,
I think probably this team, I would say hanging on to that number one RPI ranking probably doesn't last the year, but you know, I always think end of the year, and anytime you can win those big games, and I don't know what these guys' schedule looks like the rest of the year, but the more wins we can rack up the earlier in the year, the less pressure on us at the end of the year to kind of make up ground if we need to.
Well, there's no question. I see it almost every game. In your estimation, where does the team need to improve?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's probably, I think, a little bit more consistent on the mound, probably getting the walks done a little bit, although we did do a good job on Sunday. Seems like those games that have kind of gotten out of hand, we walked 5, 6, 7, 11 people against Ole Miss. So, you know, you look at that too, and we've done a good job not letting all those guys score, but at the same time, that's not going to last forever. So we got to really improve on the amount of people we're giving free passes.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up 2 points. Tell me if I'm right or wrong here, and probably I'm wrong. I think early on we're making a few more defensive errors than we're used to seeing.
Yeah, I would agree.
And we seem to continue to be plagued with this little nagging thing of leaving people on base. You know, 10, 11 people left on base in a game is tough if it's a two-run or one-run game.
Well, I know, you know, against Ole Miss a week or so ago, we out-hit them. We out-hit UNC Wilmington Friday night and lost. So we are leaving some people on base. So UNC Wilmington got the two home runs, the timely hits. We have left quite a few people on base this year.
Our colleague who's not here, Andrew Abbotty, has said that his biggest thing that he notices is you talked about consistency. I expected you to say out of the catching position.
Yeah.
Because neither one of those guys has really grabbed the bull by the horns and said, I'm your guy.
No, you know, I know Coach Oz loves Odom. And Odom, I mean, he's batting, I think, .50 right now, so really struggling. You can't get out of a slump by sitting on the bench. So hopefully they're going to do what they need to do to get his physically right, get his head right, get him some exposure, hopefully get out of that slump. Because catcher is a tough position for one guy to do it all year.
Yeah.
So if we had two guys, Stockman, I think, is obviously had a little bit better year so far. But if we get Odom and Stockman, you know, interchangeable, where they're both producing offensively, we're going to be really good back there.
How much does it help a pitching staff to have a big, strong, dominant catcher behind the plate?
I mean, it's probably obviously a bigger target, but I know when I was pitching, if I knew that I had a guy that could block a ball in the dirt, that gave me confidence. I wasn't scared about throwing wild pitches because, you know, guys with good breaking stuff, you're going to purposely throw some low pitches, and the spin on those balls, they don't always bounce up. They might bounce to the side. So, you know, I don't care if you're big, small, whatever. If you can block a ball in dirt, that's what gives a pitcher confidence.
When Daniel was playing, a lot of the guys said what Daniel liked was guys that had really good eyes, so when they hit it over the fence of Daniel's pitches, they could find the ball and not cost them $8.
No one ever hit a home run.
Oh, gosh. I've given up more home runs than I can count.
So what goes on in the pitch? And I want to use this as an example. And Oz pointed this out yesterday, Friday night. JB is cruising. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is on cruise control. He gives up one home run, mm-hmm. and then this was according to the coach yesterday, that one home run made him lose his focus.
Yeah.
And then he threw a four-pitch walk.
Yeah.
And then he gave up a couple more hits, and he had to go out and tell him, you know, you're letting one pitch distract you. So how distracting is that, Daniel?
I mean, it is, and, you know, the old joke, you know, the pitchers are head cases. You know, I've been there. You really have, you know, you feel like you're in a groove. Man, I these guys can't touch me. Then, pop, and you get that bomb. You have to refocus, and it's hard. Because then you start doubting yourself. What did I do wrong? Did I leave that pitch up down too far in the middle? Did I hang a breaking ball? Is my stuff really as good as I thought it was? So those doubts kind of come in. So, you know, as a pitcher, you really have to refocus. And I always think of the movie For Love of the Game, and he's throwing his perfect game, and he's like, clear the mechanism, you know, and everything kind of gets quiet. You really have to do that. You have to talk to yourself and tell yourself to calm down.
You hear coaches say all the time, body language,
mm-hmm.
body language. And what they're trying to tell the pitchers is whether you're up by 5 runs or you're down by 5 runs.
Nothing changes.
For a pitcher, mm-hmm. it should not change. You cannot wear your emotions on your sleeve. And even if it's you're not putting on a grand display, it can't get to you. And what Oz was saying the other day, that's one of the things that he thinks that Cross Civilly is so good at, mm-hmm. is whether he's up or down. And he's not down very often, but he's just the same guy no matter
just
what.
Just blank face. Like, I mean, no emotion. He's going to do his thing.
If Meemaw and Peepaw come to the park and don't have a scoreboard there, they should not be able to tell whether you're winning or losing. And that's even if you don't get a call, right, where you slap at the ball. You know, umpires and stuff, little subtle things like that make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always wanted to be nice to the umpires. Thank you. Yes, sir. You know, I wanted them to like me because I guarantee you I got a few calls because of it.
Yes, and it's yeah. and you don't want it the other way.
No, absolutely
not.
Hey,
real quick question before we run out of time. What are these officials checking on pitchers now? I've noticed every pitcher that comes in, either team, it appears they're looking at their hands. They're looking at
I had a discussion with Chris, a guy who works with me. He played baseball here. And back when we played, it seemed like the seams were really high on baseball. So a pitcher with a good breaking ball could get a good grip on that ball. The seams are a lot lower now. So I think they're checking for stickum, tar, anything that's on the inside of the glove on your hand so that pitchers can get a little more torque on the ball.
A little advantage.
Little advantage.
Is what you're not mm-hmm. cheating, just seeking a little advantage.
Any advantage they can get, they're trying to take. And you know, hadn't seen anybody get thrown out for it yet. But
no.
See, back in the day when pitchers, at least when I was playing, when pitchers would wet their fingers, the umpire would say, as long as you dry it off. So they'd go underneath the bill of the cap to look like they're drying it off, but under the bill of the cap there was Vaseline.
Or pine tar, or something that helped them.
So, you know, it's only a problem if you get caught, right?
That's
I kind of like that. It's kind of like holding in football. Everybody holds every play. It's a matter of who gets caught.
You could call it, for sure.
Hey, Daniel, always fun having you in the studio, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Daniel Stewart, everybody, from Southern Bancorp, our baseball analyst. Jonah Goldberg, you wouldn't take a name like that and figure he'd be the play-by-play voice for Texas Rio Grande Valley, but indeed he is, and we're looking forward to talking to him next.
Yes.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, don't forget about the all-new MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Kelly and I have both been there. We think you should go, too. It is a beautiful, huge store with all sorts of home improvement, construction items for your house, for your weekend project, for your lawn. They've got it, Kelly. They can floor your house. They can carpet your house. They can do just about anything. They've got a lot of good folks down there who want to help you.
If you use it in, on, or around your home, you'll find it at MCS Home Center.
Maybe you should be doing some commercials for it. All right. We're glad to have Jonah Goldberg on the show. He is the play-by-play voice of Texas Rio Grande Valley, and I think maybe the SID will get him to clarify that for us in just a minute. First of all, Jonah, thank you for coming on the show. And I say this with all due respect. I don't think our fan base knows much about Texas Rio Grande Valley, but we do see they have the number one RPI in the country, which is a little bit of an eye-opener, and an 11-2 start on the year. So kind of fill in the blanks for our fan base, please, about your ball club.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
The University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, it used to be known as University of Texas Pan American, and then before that, Pan American University and College. So anybody who was following the NCAA regionals from the late 60s into the mid-80s might recognize the name Pan American, as they made 13 appearances in the regionals during that time, in the 1971 College World Series as well. And then since 1986, it's been a bit of a drought. It's interesting because the team was independent for a long time, wasn't in a conference while competing at Division I level, and then in the late 80s joined the American South Conference, which and then into the Sun Belt, which is where UTRGV spent the majority of the 90s before going independent again, and then ending up in the WAC in 2013 and now the Southland this year. So once UTRGV joined the Sun Belt, it's right around the same time, that's when the program, I don't know, they weren't winning quite as much as they had been before, and there could be all sorts of potential reasons for that, but in recent years, they've been trying to turn that around. They've been right at or over 30 wins the last five or so seasons, and now, you know, number one in the RPI, that an 11-2 start, which is the program's best in well over a decade, it's something that's just been so exciting for everybody around here, and it helps to bring national recognition back to this university and back to this region, which what the baseball team used to provide and, you know, can now provide again.
We don't pretend to know how the RPI actually works. We even asked our coach yesterday, and he said he didn't really understand how it works. But whether you understand it or not, it's got to create a buzz on your campus to be the number one RPI team in America.
It certainly has. There's an incredible amount of excitement. Just looking at mentions and interactions on social media, we've seen a lot of attention being paid to this. It's gotten a lot of local media coverage as well. And we saw D1 Baseball write a story about UTRGV last week, which I'm not sure that they've ever written a story about us. So that was something incredible to see. And I think that baseball has always been popular here in the Rio Grande Valley and on campus at UTRGV. It's definitely our most popular sport. And I say that with a caveat. We are starting football in the fall, so we'll see what happens, but Texas and football. But certainly baseball for a long time has been the premier sport here. And last year, UTRGV was top 40 in the country in attendance, ahead of a lot of name brand schools like Power 5 type schools. And, you know, again, right there, 35th in the nation in attendance this year and regularly drawing 3,000 plus to the ballpark. And I'm really excited for this coming weekend. They've got an 8-game homestand starting up. And even with spring break being throughout that entire 8-game homestand, I'm actually expecting to see a lot of really big crowds out there just because of how excited people are for the way the baseball team is playing. And so even if the students aren't there, I think the community will easily fill the gaps.
Jonah, I know a lot of people, again, don't know a lot about your campus, but enrollment-wise, undergraduate-wise, you guys have 2.5 times more students than Southern Miss does, which I think is certainly notable. It's a big school. It's not like it's a little, you know, blip on the radar. But tell us a little bit about Francisco Hernandez, who will tote the mound tonight for the Vaqueros.
Yeah, Francisco Hernandez is a redshirt senior. He was a guy who he started a little last year. He also came out of the bullpen at times, and he was he kind of moved back and forth a little. And sometimes he'd be a setup man, and sometimes he'd be making those big starts. Like on a Tuesday at Texas, he shut down the Longhorns for 5 innings, got the win. It was, baseball is a funny sport, right? Because anybody can beat anybody else. It doesn't matter your ranking, your record. That was true of everybody except for UTRGV and Texas. We had lost like 50 straight games to Texas and hadn't beaten them since 1971. And then Francisco gets out there and he used his changeup really to really just shut them down and keep them off balance and got that big win. He's a four pitch guy, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. He loves to attack the zone. Fastball coming around 90, 92, but it's got 22 inches of vertical break, which that kind of movement on your fastball, you don't need to throw 95. You can come in the low 90s. And, he got off to a little bit of a rocky start this year. The ERA is fine. It's just a little over 3. But watching him, the control hasn't been quite there. 5 walks in 5 2/3, which is a little high for him. He only had 16 walks all of last year in 52 innings. But his last bullpen session over the weekend at New Orleans, he seemed to have it back. His velocity has been a little down this year. And his velocity was right back where it was supposed to be. So hopefully that's a turning point for him and he can get back to where he's been, because when he's on, he's really hard to hit. He was a little inconsistent at times last year, but if he's found it again, then UTRGV's got a chance. I wouldn't expect to see him too long today. He hasn't pitched more than 2 innings in a game this year. So, and I know that there's probably a thought about keeping him available to maybe come out of the bullpen on the weekend, so maybe 2 or 3 innings. But he's a guy who you'll know pretty quickly if he's throwing strikes or he's not, what kind of day he's going
to
have.
So, Bob, that's kind of it sounds like to me it might be a Johnny Holstaff kind of deal tonight.
I agree. And Joan, I'm sure you realize this. P. Taylor Park's a pretty tough place to come play baseball. And Southern Miss has had, its share of success in its baseball history. What do you think your guys think about coming here? I mean, this is the first time I believe the teams have ever met. Do you think they have any awareness of the Southern Miss program?
I'm not sure. I think that, you're right. This is the first time they ever met. And looking at the geography, we've got 29 guys from Texas, and then you have one from Louisiana, and then it's Georgia, California, Mexico, Kansas, Missouri, New Mexico, Guatemala. I know Steven Oliva, our closer, knows a little about your program because of a couple of players you all had in the past, the Montenegro brothers, Rodrigo and Gabe. He's talked about them and how they were an inspiration for him to try and make the Division I level out of Guatemala. But other than that, I'm not sure. But they know that Southern Miss is ranked. And I think what I've found interesting about this team this year is that when they face a really good team or a ranked team or just like a pitcher who comes in who's like really good, they get excited and they want this. They're craving the challenge. It's not something that I can remember happening in the past. It wasn't that they necessarily ran away from it. It's just, there wasn't that kind of excitement around it. Whereas now I look back a week ago at Houston, the Carrolls were losing in the ninth. Houston goes to their closer, who was leading the nation in saves, and the chatter in the dugout was about how excited they were, and they all knew. They knew that he led the nation in saves. I'm like, yeah, he's really good. Let's see if we can go get him. And
they
to have that kind of mentality in the dugout is exciting.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Gabe Montenegro. He played here 18 years, and his grandchildren are now have already been offered. We love the Montenegro brothers.
Yeah,
we've actually had him on the show when they were in Guatemala, and, of course, many times on the show. All right, real quickly, I've got less than a minute left. Is your team a hitting or pitching team?
Well, right now, they're definitely scoring their share of runs. The infielders, DH, have been the most productive of the outfield hitters have come around recently. I think that they've had a lot of big innings. and some big numbers have come up on the board. There's some good pitching out there, too. A lot of it lives on the weekend. So I think today, if UTRGV is going to win, they're going to have to be a hitting team.
I got you. Well, look, we appreciate you coming on the show. We're, I think, all of us excited to see the number one RPI team in the country.
And welcome. Welcome.
And welcome you here. Yeah, we hope it's a great game tonight, and we think your kids will really enjoy a wonderful baseball atmosphere that we so love here in Mississippi. So thank you, sir, for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Jonah, look, 11-3 is not bad. You know.
Thanks,
not
Jonah. We appreciate you, man. Jonah Goldberg, everybody, from the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. What's that nickname?
The Vaqueros.
The Vaqueros.
Yes, no S, just V-A-Q. Vaqueros.
Vaqueros.
No S. It's not V-A-S.
Vaqueros.
There you go.
Vaqueros.
There, you got it.
All right. I've got to get that down. You
Gold
suck
Vaqueros.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. All right, Kelly's going to wrap things up this edition of the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT, your one place that you want to take your kids to get ready for the softball and baseball season. Of course, they're probably right in the midst of it now, but got bad weather coming in supposedly this weekend. You don't ever have to worry about the weather at DBAT because of the batting cages that they have there. They can take care of you. A special shout out also to 4th Street Bar and Grill. They're going to be pre-gaming and post-gaming tonight prior to the baseball game at 4th Street Bar and Grill. So get your pre-game on and your post-game on at 4th Street, which is right down 4th Street from the Pete. So that's the place you want to be to hang out with other Southern Miss fans. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. I think we have a lot of people that do that. And stay informed with the Pine Belt News that you can go. It is your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their other publication, Signature Magazine. Kelly Santa rounding out the show today with producer-engineer Michael Mergens with a little bit about a lot of things. The Sun Belt Basketball Tournament has concluded in Pensacola, Florida. Congratulations to the Troy Trojans, who defeat Arkansas State on the men's side to guarantee a spot into the NCAA basketball tournament. And this is Selection Sunday coming up, so Troy will find out where they are going to play and what seed they will be. They have punched their ticket to the dance, to use the overused cliche. And congratulations to the Arkansas State women, who defeated James Madison. And I'll tell you, in the women's championship, you got to feel sorry for James Madison on the women's side, because they were undefeated all season long in conference play. And the Sun Belt did what it could to make sure that the top teams would play for the championship. And that's pretty much what happened, except James Madison had run the table up until that point yesterday. Arkansas State wins, so the Arkansas State women will be in the WNCAA tournament. And James Madison has to hope for an at-large bid. And you would think that because they were undefeated during the regular season that JMU would get that bid. But We're not going to know. The only way you can guarantee it, of course, is to win that tournament. So again, Troy defeats Arkansas State on the men's side. Arkansas State defeated James Madison on the women's side. Those will be the two reps in the postseason tournament. Let's tell you what's going on with Southern Miss women's golf. Congratulations to Regini Navette, a golfer for the Southern Miss Lady Eagles. On the eighth hole at English Turn in New Orleans yesterday, a hole-in-one on the 132-yard par 3. A lot of people go through their entire lives and never record a hole-in-one. She did one in competition. Right now, in round 2 of that tournament, she's in 6th place, having a really good run. So good for her. A hole-in-one certainly doesn't hurt at all. And on the men's side, the men, they're not in New Orleans. They're in Florida, playing at Florida State in Tallahassee at the Seminole Intercollegiate. They are 11th in day one of that tournament. Women's tennis, their last outing, they lost 4-1 against Troy as conference play begins for them. And on the softball schedule, the women will travel. They've got a road trip coming up now starting this week. They'll play at Alabama State tomorrow. And then while they are heading east, they will go to Statesboro, Georgia, where our men, the Southern Miss men, are at home this weekend against Old Dominion. The softball team travels to Georgia Southern in Statesboro, Georgia, to open conference play. So that pretty much gets you up to date with all the other Southern Miss sports that are going on. Of course, the search continues for a women's basketball coach now that the women's season is officially over. Missy Bilderback, the coach at Louisiana Monroe and Hattiesburg native, has often been rumored as one of the leading candidates. And as you sort these things out, you would normally think that that would be, and to use a basketball term, a slam dunk. But something to consider is that right now with the team that she's got at Louisiana Monroe, a lot of those athletes are scheduled to come back next year. And I know the first thing you're saying, transfer portal dummy, you know, that they could come to Hattiesburg if she were to get the job. But I'm just not sure that's the way that she likes to operate things. That's not to say she wouldn't take the job if it were offered. I think there will probably be some discussions along those lines, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be as easy a thing to get Missy Bilderack from Monroe as perhaps a lot of people think. I don't know. In the old days, it certainly wouldn't be easy because players tended to honor their commitments, but now because of the transfer portal, they can pick up and go anytime they want. So later on this week, we are going to be talking more about Old Dominion baseball. What's something you want to keep an eye on is the weather this weekend. Again, they're expecting some potentially hazardous storms moving in with hail, and you know how that always goes, the prediction and then it doesn't happen, or it's not predicted and it does happen. And scheduling-wise, that always can be problematic. So eyes to the sky, particularly baseball fans, as Old Dominion comes in this weekend if you're headed out to the Pete. So somebody who's a native of the Chicago area, although Rockford to be specific. Michael, you know a lot about those storms that can come up and be problematic.
Lake effect.
Is that what
they call it?
Lake effect snow when you get 15 inches in half an hour.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, you don't want any part of that. Bob and Andrew will be back again tomorrow. I'm taking the day off, but we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock for another installment of the Eagle Hour. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. Slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.